patience, madam. There's no doubt his majesty will soon recover his accustomed health.
If that you brook it ill, it makes him worse. Therefore, for God's sake, entertain good comfort, and cheer his grace with quick and merry eyes.
If he were dead, what would betide on me?
No other harm but loss of such a lord.
The loss of such a lord includes all harm.
The heavens have blessed you with a goodly son to be your comforter when he is gone.
Ah, he is young, and his minority is put into the trust of Richard Gloucester, a man that loved not me, nor none of you.
Is it concluded he shall be protector?
It is determined, not concluded yet. But so it must be, if the king miscarry.
Here come the lords of Buckingham and Derby.
Good time of day unto your royal grace.
God make your majesty joyful as you have me.
The Countess Richmond, good my lord of Derby, to your good prayer will scarcely say amen. Yet, Derby, notwithstanding she's your wife and loves not me, be you, good lord, assured, I hate not you for her proud arrogance.
I do beseech you either not believe the envious slanders of her false accusers, or if she be accused on true report, bear with her weakness, which I think proceeds from wayward sickness and no grounded malice.
Saw you the king today, my lord of Derby?
But now the Duke of Buckingham and I are come from visiting his majesty.
What likelihood of his amendment, lord?
Madam, good hope, his grace speaks cheerfully.
God grant him health. Did you confer with him?
Aye, madam. He desires to make atonement between Duke of Gloucester and your brothers, and between them and my lord Chamberlain, and sent to warn them to his royal presence.
Would all were well, but that will never be. I fear our happiness is at the height.
They do me wrong, but I will not endure it. Who is it that complains unto the king that I pursue them stern and love them not? By holy Paul, they love his grace, but likely that fill his ears with such dissentious rumors. Because I cannot flatter and look fair, smile in men's faces, smooth, deceive and cog, duck with French nods and apish courtesy, I must be held a rancorous enemy. Cannot a plain man live and think no harm, but thus his simple truth must be abused with silken, sly, insinuating jests?
To whom in all this presence speaks your grace?
To thee, that hast nor honesty nor grace. When have I injured thee? When done thee wrong? Or thee, or any of your faction? A plague upon you all. His royal grace, whom God preserve better than you would wish, cannot be quiet, scarce a breathing while, but you must trouble him with lewd complaints.
Brother of Gloucester, you mistake the matter. The king on his own royal disposition, and not provoked by any suitor else, aiming the light at your interior hatred that in your outward action shows itself against my children, brothers, and myself, makes him descend that he may learn the ground of your ill will, and thereby to remove it.
I cannot tell. The world is grown so bad that wrens may prey where eagles dare not perch. Since Henry Jack became a gentleman, there's many a gentle person made a jack.
Come, we know your meaning, Brother Gloucester. You envy my advancement and my friends. God grant we never may have need of you.
Meantime, God grants that I have need of you. Our brother is imprisoned by your means, myself disgraced, and the nobility held in contempt, while great promotions are daily given to ennoble those that scarce some 2 days since were worth a noble.
By him that raised me to this careful height from that contented path which I enjoyed, I never did incense his majesty against the Duke of Clarence, but have been an earnest advocate to plead for him. My lord, you do me shameful injury, falsely to draw me in these vile suspects.
You may deny that you were not the mean of my lord Hastings' late imprisonment.
She may, my lord, but...
She may, Lord Rivers. Why, who knows not so? She may do more, sir, than denying that. She may help you to many fair preferments, and then denying her aiding hand therein, and lay those honors on your high desert. But may she not? She may, aye, marry may she.
What marry may she?
What marry may she? Marry with a king. A bachelor and a handsome stripling too. I wish your grandam had a worse match.
My lord of Gloucester, I have too long borne your blunt upbraidings and your bitter scoffs. By heaven I will acquaint his majesty of those gross taunts that oft I have endured. I had rather be a country servant maid than a great queen with this condition to be so baited, scorned, and stormed at. Small joy have I in being England's queen.
And lessened be that small god, I beseech him. Thy honor, state, and seat is due to me.
What? Threat you me with telling of the king? Tell him, and spare not. Look, what I have said, I will avouch in presence of the king. I dare adventure to be sent to the tower. It is time to speak. My pains are quite forgot.
Out, devil. I do remember them too well. Thou killest my husband Henry in the tower, and Edward, my poor son at Tewkesbury.
Ere you were queen, I, or your husband king, I was a pack horse in his great affairs, a weeder out of his proud adversaries, a liberal rewarder of his friends. To royalize his blood, I spent my own.
Aye, and much better blood than his or thine.
In all which time, you and your husband Grey were factious for the House of Lancaster. And reverse, so were you. Was not your husband in Margaret's battle at St. Albans slain? Let me put in your minds, if you forget, what you have been ere this and what you are, with all what I have been and what I am.
A murderous villain, and so still thou art.
Poor Clarence did forsake his father, Warwick. Aye, and forswore himself, which, Jesu pardon.
Which God revenge.
To fight on Edward's party for the crown. And for his meed, poor lord, he is mewed up. I would to God my heart were flint like Edward's, or Edward's soft and pitiful like mine. I am too childish foolish for this world.
Hie thee to hell for shame and leave this world, thou cackle demon, there thy kingdom is.
My lord of Gloucester, in those busy days which here you urge to prove us enemies, we followed then our lord, our sovereign king. So should we you, if you should be our king.
If I should be, I had rather be a peddler. Oh, be it from my heart the thought thereof.
As little joy, my lord, as you suppose you should enjoy were you this country's king. As little joy you may suppose in me that I enjoy being the queen thereof.
As little joy enjoys the queen thereof, for I am she and altogether joyless. I can no longer hold me patient. Hear me, you wrangling pirates that fall out in sharing that which you have pilled from me. Which of you trembles not that looks on me? If not that I am queen, you bow like subjects. Yet that by you deposed, you quake like rebels. Our gentle villains will not turn away.
Foul, wrinkled witch! What makes thou in my sight?
But repetition of what thou hast marred. That will I make before I let thee go.
Wert thou not banished on pain of death?
I was, but I do find more pain in banishment than death can yield me here by my abode. A husband and a son thou owest to me. And thou kingdom, all of you allegiance. The sorrow that I have by right is yours. And all the pleasures you usurp are mine.
The curse my noble father laid on thee, when thou didst crown his warlike brows with paper, and with thy scorns drew'st rivers from his eyes, and then, to dry them, gav'st the Duke a clout steeped in the faultless blood of pretty Rutland. His curses, then from bitterness of soul denounced against thee, are all fallen upon thee. And God, not we, have plagued thy bloody deed.
So just is God to right the innocent.
Oh, it was the foulest deed to slay that babe, and the most merciless that e'er was heard of.
Tyrants themselves wept when it was reported.
No man but prophesied revenge for it.
Northumberland then present wept to see it.
What? Were you snarling all before I came, ready to catch each other by the throat, and turn you all your hatred now on me? Did your dread curse prevail so much with heaven that Henry's death, my lovely Edward's death, their kingdom's loss, my woeful banishment, should all but answer for that peevish brat? Can curses pierce the clouds and enter heaven? Why then give way, thou clouds, to my quick curses? Though not by war, by surfeit die your king, as ours by murder to make him a king. Edward, thy son, that now is Prince of Wales, for Edward, our son, that was Prince of Wales, die in his youth by like untimely violence. Thyself a queen, for me that was a queen, outlive thy glory like my wretched self.
Long mayest thou live to wail thy children's death, and see another as I see thee now, decked in thy rights, as thou art stalled in mine. Long die thy happy days before thy death, and after many lengthened hours of grief, die neither mother, wife, nor England's queen. Rivers and Dorset, you will stand us by, and so wast thou, Lord Hastings, when my son was stabbed with bloody daggers. God, I pray him that none of you may live his natural age, but by some unlooked accident cut off.
Have done thy charm, thou hateful wizard hag.
And leave us thee. Say, dog, for thou shalt hear me. If heaven had any grievous plague in store exceeding those that I can wish upon thee, oh, let them keep it till thy sins be ripe, and then hurl down their indignation on thee, the troubler of the poor world's peace, a worm of conscience still gnaw thy soul, thy friends suspect for traitors while thou livest, and take deep traitors for thy dearest friends. No sleep close up that deadly eye of thine, unless it be while some tormenting dream affrights thee with a hell of ugly devils. Thou, elvish marked, abortive, rooting pug, thou that was sealed in thy nativity, the slave of nature and the son of hell, thou slander of thy heavy mother's womb, thou loathed issue of thy father's loins, thou rag of honor, thou detested...
Margaret!
Richard!
Huh?
I call thee not.
I cry thee mercy then, for I did think that thou hadst called me all these bitter names.
Why, so I did, but looked for no reply. Oh, let me make the period to my curse.
Tis done by me, and ends in Margaret.
Thus have you breathed your curse against yourself, poor painted queen. Vain flourish of my fortune. Why strewest thou sugar on that bottle spider, whose deadly web ensnareth thee about? Fool. Fool. Thou whetst a knife to kill thyself. The day will come that thou shalt wish for me to help thee curse this poisonous bunch-backed toad.
False boding woman, end thy frantic curse, lest to thy harm thou move our patience.
Foul shame upon you, you have all moved mine.
Were you well served, you would be taught your duty.
To serve me well, you all should do me duty. Teach me to be your queen, and you my subject. Oh, serve me well, and cheat yourselves that duty.
Dispute not with her, she is lunatic.
Peace, Master Marquis, you are malapert. Your fire new stamp of honor is scarce current. Oh, that your young nobility could judge what were to lose it and be miserable. They that stand high have many blasts to shake them. And if they fall, they dash themselves to pieces.
Good counsel, Mary. Learn it, Marquis.
It touches you, my lord, as much as me.
Aye, and much more. But I was born so high, our airy buildeth in the cedar's top, and dallies with the wind, and scorns the sun.
And turns the sun to shade. Alas! Alas, witness my son, now in the shade of death, whose bright outshining beams thy cloudy wrath hath in eternal darkness folded up. Your airy buildeth in our airy's nest. O God that seest it, do not sever it. As it is one with blood lost, be it so.
Peace, peace, for shame, if not for charity.
Urge neither charity nor shame to me. Uncharitably with me have you dealt, and shamefully my hopes by you are butchered. My charity is outrage, life my shame, and in that shame still live my sorrow's rage.
Have done.
Oh? Princely Buckingham?
I'll kiss thy hand in sign of league and amity with thee. Now, fair before thee in thy noble house. Thy garments are not spotted with our blood, nor thou within the compass of my curse.
Nor no one here, for curses never pass the lips of those that breathe them in the air.
I will not think but they ascend the sky and there awake God's gentle, sleeping peace. O Buckingham, take heed of yonder dog. Look, when he fawns, he bites, and when he bites, his venom tooth will rankle to the death. Have not to do with him. Beware of him. Sin, death, and hell have set their marks on him, and all their ministers attend on him.
What doth she say, my Lord Buckingham?
Nothing that I respect, my gracious lord.
What? Dost thou scorn me for my gentle counsel? And sue the devil that I warn thee from? Oh, but remember this another day, when he shall split thy very heart with sorrow, and say poor Margaret was a prophetess. Leave each of you the subject to his hate, and he to yours, and all of you to God's.
My hair doth stand an end to hear her curses.
So doth mine. I muse why she's at liberty.
I cannot blame her. By God's holy mother, she hath had too much wrong. And I repent my part thereof that I have done to her.
I never did her any to my knowledge.
Yet you have all the advantage of her wrong. I was too hot to do somebody good. That is too cold in thinking of it now. Mary, for Clarence, she is well repaid. He is franked up to fatting for his pains. God pardon them that are the cause thereof.
A virtuous and a Christian-like conclusion, to pray for them that have done scathe to us.
So do I ever. Being well advised, for had I cursed now, I had cursed myself.
Madam, his majesty doth call for you, and for your grace, and you, my gracious lords.
Straightly I come. Lord, will you go with me?
We wait upon your grace.
I do the wrong, and first begin to grow. The secret mischiefs that I set abroach, I lay unto the grievous charge of others. Clarence, whom I indeed have cast in darkness, I do beweep to many simple gulls, namely to Derby, Hastings, Buckingham, and tell them 'tis the queen and her allies that stir the king against the duke, my brother. Now they believe it, and withal wet me to be revenged on Rivers, Dorset, Grey. But then I sigh, and with a piece of scripture tell them that God bids us do good for evil. Thus I close my naked villainy with odd old ends stone forth before in it, and see the saint when most I pray that I do.
That's oft. Here come my executioners. How, my hardy, stout, resolved mates. Are you now going to dispatch this thing?
We are, my lord. And come to have the warrant, that we may be admitted where he is.
Well thought upon. I have it here about me. When you have done, repair to Crosby Place.
But, sirs, be sudden in the execution. With all obdurate, do not hear him plead. For Clarence is well spoken, and perhaps may move your hearts to pity if you mark him.
Tut, tut, my lord, we will not stand to prate.
Talkers are no good doers. Be assured, we go to use our hands and not our tongue.
Your eyes drop millstones when fools' eyes fall tears. I like you, lads. About your business, straight. Go, dispatch.
We will, my noble lord.